Hello, my dears. I will present here a short test of the E27 adapter with Wi-Fi from Blitzwolf, which allows you to remotely control any bulb with an E27 thread through our home Wi-Fi network. In addition, in the topic, I will show what exactly the Wi-Fi module is used inside and how we can easily program it via the Arduino IDE. Related topics, I have tested these types of products before. In the first topic of the series, I gave a detailed description of the installation of a similar gadget from Blitzwolf, electrical socket controlled by Wi-Fi, BWSHP8, startup and tests. In this topic, I discussed the Blitzwolf light switch, test and interior of the BWSS3, a Wi-Fi light switch from Blitzwolf. And here I discussed a similar gadget from eWeLink, CoolKit, socket plug with Wi-Fi, PS16M, and eWeLink CoolKit application, test and teardown. Purchased BWLT30, I found the BWLT30 on the internet for $11.89, plus $2.05 shipping, about PLN 55. The shipment arrived quite late. I placed the order on September 13, and the courier, at least the courier, delivered the package to my hands on October 12th. Of course, in a foil envelope, with the logo of the website where I bought the item. Inside the package was a standard Blitzwolf box, albeit in a somewhat distressing condition. There was also the usual short instructions inside. Fortunately, the adapter itself looked untouched. The button immediately catches the eye. After all, it is a classic tactile switch, and it can be seen from the outside. Shouldn't there be some kind of cap on it, a rubber band? But from the pictures on the internet, it seems that no. Pairing the BWLT30 with the app. The first connection, pairing, of the BWLT30 with the Blitzwolf Android application was made similarly to the previous tested devices. First, I connected the lamp holder to the power supply. I used an adapter from the socket to the E27 thread. Then, in the app on my phone, I used Manual Add and selected Wi-Fi Lighting from the Lighting category in the menu. The application has already remembered my Wi-Fi network information, SSID and password. I turned the device on and off, with the button on it, several times, according to the instructions. This caused the LED on the device to flash. I checked the confirm blinking box, clicked next, and the rest of the pairing was successful by itself. Since then, the device has appeared in my list of Blitzwolf devices. Interior of the BWLT30. BWLT30 started and checked. Now it's time for teardown. We get inside by unscrewing two screws, these here. However, this is not enough to remove the board. You still need to loosen the two screws that hold the wires to the frame from the inside. After loosening them, you can gently pull out and slightly twist the electronics board. From the inside, it looks like this, other half. Then you can look at the plate. The relay JZC32F005HSQ 10A250V immediately catches the eye. The heart of the system is also immediately visible, i.e., the Wi-Fi module with an antenna on the PCB. On the cover of the Wi-Fi module, there is only the name of the whole device, LT30. So it's not sure what kind of module it is, but it looks like an ESP8266, often used in this type of devices. This is also suggested by the pins signed on his board, GND, TXD0, IO5, IO2, IO15, TOUT. In addition, soldering points, VCC33V, GND, IO0, TX, RX, are signed next to it, which look like a programming connector. What we see here is consistent with the description available on the web of how to program the ESP8266 via UART. On top of the board, you can also see 4.7 UFF 400-volt capacitors, a choke. You can also see a small transformer. So there is probably a small impulse power supply on board, as well as the element signed F1, probably from fuse resistor, and VR1, varistor. Close up of the varistor. Nearby, there is also a similar in color, but completely different in function element CY1, a capacitor with code 102, i.e. 1 nanofarad value, connecting the primary side of the converter with its secondary side. There are a lot of SMD components on the